know, whenever this one hits, I always feel like doing a little freestyle. I feel like it. It's only been attempted once. It was a very weak attempt. Right? Well, I might just pause this, and we'll save this for next time for when we get into the Knutson's Fishing Report. But we're going to go to the sports line and welcome in the other half of Mark and Drew versus the Magic 8-Ball. Hey, Drew!
Hey, hey, hey. What's happening, Mark?
Man, not much. Not much. Did you get your research done last night?
I spent some time. I didn't. Well, the funny thing is, last week, with all the football stats, scores, and everything else, I thought I did my research, and it was pointless. Obviously, we know where everything kind of ended up. We haven't talked about that yet.
Yeah.
But I think I'm just going to give up and start flipping quarters at home.
I think that's what the 8-Ball does. But
That's obviously all it does, and it works.
I sat down with the intent to do research last night, but I just got sucked into Thursday Night Football. That was a really good game. Anytime you can see a team beat Urban Meyer, that's a good game.
That is a good game. I agree 100%. I like watching that man lose.
All right. Anyway, actually, the team didn't look that bad. Cincinnati, yep. I think, is kind of a beast this year. But they didn't look that bad. They just ran out of juice in the second half.
That's what I heard. I didn't get much time. Like I said, I was doing some research, and I had a lot of things going on last night where I didn't have time to sit down like I would have liked to have.
Well, speaking of research, let's just briefly revisit where we were last week.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
So the first game we picked last week was Villanova versus Penn State. We all picked Penn State, which they won, but they didn't cover the spread. So nobody got any points there. No. Kent State at Maryland. We both picked Maryland, and the 8-Ball picked Kent State. Maryland won, and they beat the spread. So you and I got a point there.
All right.
Akron at Ohio State. OSU. I picked OSU. You picked Akron. 8-Ball picked OSU. OSU won, and they covered. So
not by much.
Not by much.
Yeah, but that's why Vegas gets the big money, right?
So at least somebody is. Right. So all right. So I got another point. That was the 8-Ball's first point. So we're at right now 2-1-1. Bowling Green at Minnesota. You and I picked Bowling Green. 8-Ball picked Minnesota. We both got a point there.
Can you believe Bowling Green actually won that game, though?
That is just insane.
I mean, I didn't figure Minnesota was – I didn't figure they'd cover, but I didn't think there was a chance in God's green earth that Bowling Green would actually beat them.
A MAC school should never beat a Big Ten school.
And think about it, too. The first game – was it the first game of the year, Ohio State – when Ohio State and Minnesota there? Yeah. Minnesota first half was up on them?
Yeah. Gave them a game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So was that a fluke for Minnesota, or was Ohio State that week? And I think we've seen Ohio State's that week.
I think it's a little of each. Yeah. I think Minnesota was charged up ready to play football. Ohio State wasn't. And Ohio State really hasn't been very impressive yet, but we'll get to that later.
Ohio at Northwestern. You and I picked Northwestern. 8-Ball picked Ohio. We both got a point there.
Is that about it for me yet?
Yeah, that was it. That was your last point. That's okay. I didn't have a great showing. The 8-Ball kind of won out the rest of the way. Number 18, Wisconsin, and number 12, Notre Dame last week. And you and I picked Wisconsin. 8-Ball picked Notre Dame. 8-Ball got a point. Mm-hmm. We both picked Purdue by 11 over Rutgers. Over Illinois. Purdue won, but they didn't cover the spread. So nobody got a point. Rutgers at number 16, yep. Michigan. That was a fun day.
It was a game of two halves.
It was. It really was a game of two halves. Michigan decided to take a break for most of the second half.
First half, smile, sun was shining, everybody was high-fiving. Second half, it was quiet. The band put their instruments away. I'm not sure everybody finished that game. It was, what a terrible second half.
You know, and it was an older crowd there from what I remember from Michigan, because it was homecoming probably. I don't know. It was an older crowd. It was kind of a quiet crowd all around.
Yeah, when you say older, are you talking about your section? What do you mean exactly?
Your section wasn't that far from our section. All right.
No. That's very true. Like you said, homecoming, you're going to get a lot of that anyways. But all the young kids sitting the other side, they're all in that big yellow corner.
It was a win-win for me because Michigan won the game, but they didn't cover the spread. So I picked Rutgers, and I got the point.
Yeah, your first time Rutgers. Picking them. I guess you can have it.
Rutgers. And exactly. Let's see, you picked U of M. Meatball picked U of M, and that's where we laid. MSU and Nebraska. MSU won. Thrilling game. You and I picked MSU. Meatball picked Nebraska. MSU didn't. It was only a 5-point spread, and they couldn't cover it.
You believe that?
Man.
I think Nebraska might be coming around a little bit. That's they're a little surprising me, but I think they've been the seller long enough. I think they might kind of start to dig out a little bit. We'll
see. All right. Well, let's see. We'll talk about that more. Indiana had 33 over Western Kentucky, 31. Western Kentucky, they've been in some close games and taking on schools that are much larger than them. We'll talk about that more in a little bit. You and I both picked Indiana, which they won but didn't cover the spread. 8-Ball picked Western Kentucky. And that's how the 8-Ball is, well, they're not leading us still. Only got 4 picks last week, but the 8-Ball's at 30. I'm right behind at 27, and you're a close. You're so close to being tied for second right now at 26.
Wow. That makes me feel so good, Mark. I mean,
you like how I said
I just
that?
Got all warm and I felt so warm and fuzzy as you kind of started talking about that.
Really close to being tied for second. So
that's great.
All right. Hey, next week we're going to do the we're going to add the NFC North teams to the picks because we're pure Big Ten schedule next week. So it'll be a little bit smaller. So we're going to try to pad that so we can get our wins. Let's start off with the first game tonight, number 5, Iowa at Maryland. Iowa has got the 3-point spread on that.
Friday night football, baby. Some college time. That's always a good time. Well, let's see here. Maryland's 4-0 this year, first time in the last 5 years. Offense, no doubt, Tagovailoa's been playing good. Their offense is actually ranked 13th in the country in total offense right now. Right. Can't be much different. You figure they throw the ball. Iowa runs the ball. They rely on that. Tyler Goodson. I think still it's going to be the first time I'm going against the Terps this year. I think Iowa's got the defense to be able to slow them down.
So you're going with Iowa?
I'm going with Iowa. I feel bad. Literally, it's the first time I've gone against them this year.
Really?
They treated me good.
Wow.
They've treated me good.
Oh, man. I'm just going to go with Iowa because they're ranked 5th, and it's Maryland. Maryland needs to know their role. They're a basketball school, not a football school. So I'm just going with Iowa just because they're number 5th. They're number 5th.
Uniform,
they're ranked
5th. Uniform hater. Uniform hater.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. A uniform hater.
I know.
All right.
Know.
So I'm going with Iowa, too. Magic 8-Ball will Iowa win with the spread, most likely, the 8-Ball says. So we're Iowa across the board there. No room for growth on that one. Can't play catch up there. Tomorrow, let's see here. Minnesota is at Purdue, 2 unranked Big Ten teams, and the spread I had when I put this together earlier this week was 2.5. Did you see any? Is that what you have?
Still showed that last night. Still saw the same thing. 2.5 Purdue, right?
Yeah, 2.5 Purdue.
Yep.
All right. Well,
same thing.
I have no faith in Minnesota. They've shown just to be about as weak as Illinois this year when it comes to Saturday football. So I'm picking Purdue. I'm going with the Boilermakers. Get out the big drum.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. Like we were just talking about, Minnesota's been a total trick bag this year. I mean, you never know what you're going to get from one game. I mean, the only time they actually did anything was when I called them garbage and they beat up on poor little Colorado the one game. I mean, other than that, I mean, they've been, like you said, really playing terrible for the most part other than that one half. So
okay.
I'm with you. Put my money on Purdue.
Going with Purdue.
Yep.
All right.
Magic 8-Ball will, too.
Magic 8-Ball will Purdue win with the 2.5-point spread. Better not tell you now. All right, we'll circle back. All right. Northwestern at Nebraska. Nebraska has the edge by 12 points. What say you?
That's a toughie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a little bit of homework. Northwestern is 7-3 against the spread last 10 games against Nebraska. I couldn't get a real good spread number on them, unfortunately, but against Nebraska, they are 7-3.
You're digging deep, man.
What's that? I try to get at least some decent information for everybody, so you know they. I kind of sound like I know, especially when we talk about these stats, and after week, I keep getting my butt kicked. If I don't have some type of evidence, these people are going to boo me off. So I got to have something for you.
Going deep. All right.
You know,
I like it.
Really expected. I expected more on Northwestern this year, but Nebraska finally looked like a decent football game against the Spartans. 12 points is a lot. I still think Northwestern, Brad, they played. I'm still going Northwestern.
You're going with Northwestern? All right.
I just don't think. 12 points was too much to me, I think, is really what it broke down to.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. Just for giggles, I was leaning Northwestern, but just for giggles, like you said, Nebraska brought it to MSU. And MSU, I think, has just really shown themselves to not be a slouch at all this year. So I'm going to go with Nebraska at home. The Cornhuskers defending their home turf.
For giggles.
Just for giggles. Just for giggles. and they have nice, simple, good conservative uniforms. All right.
There you go. That is right up your alley.
Yeah. Magic 8-ball will Nebraska win with the spread? Reply Hazy, try again. We've got a fickle 8-ball today.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's really holding out on us this week.
Western Kentucky at number 17, MSU. MSU favored by 10.5, but Western Kentucky has been giving teams they have been playing fits. I mean, they cut it close with Indiana. They cut it close with Army. It's 10.5. Man, I'm really close. I am just really close to picking Western Kentucky, knowing they're going to lose, but maybe they've got a chance of beating that spread. But it's only 10.5.
It's not. I know.
So I'm going with MSU.
Are you going with MSU?
I'm
going
to go with MSU.
Yeah, I mean, they barely squeaked out that overtime win last week.
I know.
West Kentucky, like you said, has been playing teams tough, but I'm with you, but it's at state, right?
It's at state. Yeah, it's at state.
Right. So I got to assume in East Lansing they would cover the 10.5. You went with Michigan State?
I went with MSU, yep.
All right, I'll take West Kentucky.
All right.
Because I was up in the air, so you know what? Why not?
I know. I've been.
If I'm going down, I'm going down to blaze of glory.
All right. All right. Magic 8-ball. Will MSU win with the spread? My sources say no. Western Kentucky is so far beating me and I'm sorry, the Magic 8-ball who's so far beating me and you went with Western Kentucky.
Wow. You know something we don't. I'm telling you right now, there's some type of magic in there. It's been pulling it out on us.
Oh, all right, man. That's why it took Amazon so long to get it to me. It actually had really magic in it. All right. Charlotte at Illinois. Illinois is favored by 11.
The 49ers of Charlotte, the mighty, mighty 49ers. They actually, though, you know, here's what I was thinking about. Uh-huh. But then, you know, we were just talking earlier about Duke a few weeks ago, you know, whether they're actually a football school or not.
Uh-huh.
They actually put up 572 yards against them, beat Duke here to open the season.
All right.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I don't like to go against Big Ten team. I'm taking the 49ers. Give me Charlotte.
Really?
I have no counts in Illinois. I mean, I do think they're a little bit improved, but a little bit improved from where they were at isn't saying a whole lot.
Yeah, you know, I don't really have much confidence in them, and I'm probably going to get stung on this one too. But I just, again, a school like that should not be beating a Big Ten school. I'm just going to pick this one on principle alone. I'm going to go with Illinois.
There you go. Stay Big Ten strong, baby.
That's right. Okay.
I like it.
Magic 8-ball. Will Illinois win with the spread? Ask again later. I'm not liking this 8-ball today.
No.
It's being a spoiled little turd. All right. Number 14, Michigan at Wisconsin. And even with Michigan being ranked, going into Wisconsin and pulling out a win there is very, very tough. Wisconsin is actually picked to win this game by 2. Is that what you had?
I had 1.5, 2 points. I mean, I guess we'll go with the 2. I'm fine with that. So.
All right.
I'm with you. I mean, it doesn't get much tougher place to win at than Camp Randall. You know, my parents were actually making the trek over there to go watch him this weekend. So I was, you know, going back and forth. But, you know, Michigan's been rough on me this year. I think I am 1-3 with Michigan the spread so far.
Okay.
So I've kind of been going back and forth with them. And I think Michigan's getting their first loss tomorrow.
You're going with Wisconsin.
I am.
All right. Well,
gosh, my family is not going to like me for this. But no, I go with my gut. I go with my gut, not my heart.
I've gotten I've taken some heat from my picks for Michigan this year from the True Blue fans. But I really think, you know, if Michigan's going to win, we have to split on this pick every week. So I let you pick first. I'm going with U of M.
All right. Go All Blue. Right.
Okay. And that's a really tight spread. I'm kind of hoping. Oof. You know, I'm kind
of – If it were in Ann Arbor, yeah. I would take Michigan on this game.
Right.
But I think really just because I'm really watching both of them, I don't really think that either of them are a powerhouse. I think it's going to be a really kind of an ugly game.
Okay.
I mean, offensively, I think both the teams are going to struggle a little bit, and I think that you know, it's going to really be a defensive battle.
Yeah.
I think weather's supposed to be kind of iffy, too, to where I see it being a pretty low, tight game, but just being at home, I think it's going to push the Badgers over.
All right. Magic 8-ball, will Wisconsin win with the spread? As I see it, yes.
Hey, Mark, just to let you know, I'm actually getting a threatening text from my sister as we're speaking right now. So if that doesn't tell you something, I don't know what does.
Oh, my gosh, that's hilarious. You have to screenshot those and send them to me.
Yeah, well, I can't put them over the air. Let's put it that way.
Indiana at well, that's when you paraphrase. I've gotten some mean texts before too during this show, and I have to clean them up. Indiana at number 4, Penn State. Yeah, ranked 4th. They're 12.5-point favorites. Indiana. I mean, it's like they have moments of brilliance, but then not so much. I'm going with Penn State.
Yeah, they had their moments of brilliance last year. Mm. I think they kind of used up what they had. I mean, really, to me, probably the most disappointing team in the Big Ten. I mean, I really expect them to come out and at least have a decent season after what, you know, I said after last year, but I know they had big dreams. Penn State,
okay,
they've looked okay, but, I mean, they're gonna avenge that loss against the Hoosiers last year, so I'm taking Penn State.
Gotcha.
Lions will roar.
Magic 8-ball, will Penn State win with the spread? We got to go back. It was on the edge there for a second. Without a doubt. So Magic 8-Ball is going with PSU also.
Okay.
Last one of the day. Number 11, Ohio State, is favored by 15 over Rutgers. So we're going to go. Let's see. Ohio State on the road at Rutgers.
Rutgers
has actually shown some moments of brilliance. We saw that firsthand last week.
Brilliance? I don't know about brilliance. That's going a little bit far to me. But,
flashes, moments.
Not bad. You know, they look better.
They haven't been able to put it all together. They actually shown some good defense against the run, which you know they're going to see the run against Ohio State, along with an air attack. Mm-hmm. But I just don't think they have enough gas in the tank to beat OSU. I'm going to go with I'm going to go with the Buckeyes.
You know? One real quick one here. The Scarlet Knights are 4-0 against the spread this year. Every game they've covered the spread. Either right. Not covered it, either been close enough or covered one of the two, but they are 4-0 against the spread this year.
All right, you going with Rutgers then?
I'm not done yet. It's Ohio State, you know, and it's Rutgers, and after what happened last week, I can't say I really want to go for either of them either. But, God, as inconsistent as Ohio State's been, you know, originally I did put down Ohio State. I'm going Rutgers. Rutgers on this one.
Rutgers.
They're improved. I think they're a better team. I mean, not from what I felt last week. I think Michigan just looked terrible in the second half. Their offense, defense, both sides of the ball, they just second half, they were just bad.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, the Scarlet Knights had something to do with that, but I think Rutgers is more improved team than they were.
All right, Magic 8-Ball. Magic 8-Ball. Will Ohio State win with the spread? You may rely on it. So the 8-Ball going
to It's in New York, right?
Yeah, it's at Rutgers.
Right?
It's at Rutgers. So that's New Jersey, isn't it?
Oh, it is Jersey. Isn't
yeah,
it? I'm sorry.
Jersey.
Right.
It's Jersey. All right.
Jersey.
We got a couple to go back and redo, see if Fickle 8-Ball has decided to make some picks here. Back to Minnesota at Purdue. Purdue is favored by 2.5. Magic 8-Ball, will Purdue win with the spread? And it is certain. So 8-Ball's going with Purdue. We're Purdue across the board there. Northwestern at Nebraska. Nebraska favored by 12. Will Nebraska win with the spread? Magic 8-Ball. Ask again later. Really? Charlotte at Illinois.
It is later.
It is. Charlotte at Illinois. Illinois picked to win by 11. Will Magic 8-Ball, will Illinois win with the spread? My sources say no. So it's
going with the old 49ers.
It's going with Charlotte.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
They're called the 49ers, too. That's just part of the fun to me.
All right. You know what? I screwed that up. I'm fixing it on the camera right now because you went 49ers. I transposed that on the – I put Charlotte under me and I under you. So I fixed it.
Hey, you better be. No wonder I'm losing. Now I see what's going on.
I send
because I rely
picks
on yours, and I don't really check them. I rely on your little sheet you give me.
I send them to you every
I better start writing this down.
Send them to you. I fixed it. I fixed it. You have eyes on it. It's live on Facebook. All right, here we go. Last one. Northwestern at Nebraska. Will Nebraska win with the spread, Magic 8-Ball? It is certain. So it's going with the Cornhuskers also.
Well,
like those nice conservative red and white uniforms.
Loves them. So, doesn't like being boring and plain.
No. Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. All right, man.
Yep.
We got our picks done for the week.
Oh, we'll baby. Here we go. This will be a big week. I'm ready for it.
We'll find out Monday where we land. And then next Friday, it's Big Ten and NFC North teams.
Black and blue.
So we're looking forward. That's going to be fun.
It will be fun.
All right, man. Hey, enjoy your weekend. We'll talk with you again here real soon. Thanks, Drew, for the time. Appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you, buddy. Take care.
All right. Thank you. That's Mark and Drew versus the Magic 8-Ball on Talkback Jackson Sports, Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM. So we've got the Knutson's Fishing Report coming up next. We also have our check-ins with high school football. We're going to be previewing the game down the hall to the right, our sister station, K105.3. And the other one down the hall, whatever. The other one down the hall the other way on News Talk 970 and 101.5 FM. As we have Lumen on 970 taking on Battle Creek, Harper Creek. And on K105.3, we've got Manchester at Michigan Center. And just a little footnote here, looking forward to being a part of the broadcast next week as I'll be joining Jason Smith also from Michigan Center next week. So it'll be a hoot. All right, Knutson's Fishing Report on Talkback Jackson Sports, brought to you by Knutson's.